This one apparently is for all of those that are in long distance relationships. It's for you. We are keeping the arts alive today. We speak to a woman who's in the creative space, hailing all the way from Limpopo in Musina. Nolophiri has become a name to be remembered. So stay tuned. We chat to her in the next couple of minutes. Today is day five of Sasol's 2024 shutdown in Secunda. And this year's theme is Switch On for Safety. Sasol encourages everyone to remember that safety is at the forefront of everything, in every task, every single day. NgesiZulu bathi qaphela, which means be alert, be present, and be careful. What you
here for? From old school classics to chart topping hits. Roz FM is your music destination. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
A lot of us may know her as Unigiwe from ETV's Rhythm City. She's since moved up and up, become a producer, an actress. She's doing a lot of things and she's doing it very well. Nolo Phiri is on Roz FM Mid Mornings. Thank you so much for joining us, Nolo.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm very, very excited because one of the things that I love to ask women who are doing really big things in their industry is longevity. How do you maintain the longevity, especially as somebody who is in front of the camera? I know you were on Losing Lerato recently and behind the camera as well. Besides that, I'm sure there's things that you're doing even outside of the industry. How do you maintain the longevity?
Well, for me, it's really sustaining and growing the network that you encounter in every opportunity and project that you work on. Mm-hmm. Whether you're coming in as a performer, whether you're coming in as a producer, every relationship literally opens the door to your next project. So I feel that, I see that, I make sure that I'm working with people that I can grow with, that mm-hmm. can, you know, challenge me a little bit. And I also, I'm very hungry in terms of like broadening my skill set. And if you are going to sustain yourself in the industry, you have to do more than just, you know, yes, you're passionate about acting, but learn how to write, learn how to direct so that you can create the work for yourself. And I've always been of the view that when you're a creative, it means that you have to create work for yourself. You're actually an entrepreneur. You have to create the spaces in which the stories move. And once you are in that position to acquire the skill set, then you don't have to wait for somebody to call you to hire you as an actress. You are writing the work for yourself. You're mm-hmm. directing when you're not acting. And that's pretty much how I've moved in the last couple of years.
I mean, did you always see yourself here? You know, I always say it's very different to say, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life and then actually do it, you know? I mean, but did you always see yourself here where you are? You went to school for it, but I mean, do you ever sit down and think, shucks, man, this is where I am?
I mean, it's a combination of, you know, a calling and also being at the right place at the right time as well and being intentional. You know, you have, your calling does not do anything for you unless you're able to plug it in and exercise. So I think for me, I've had the privilege of having the two collide very well. I attract the right spaces. I attract the right people because I think and meditate so much about where I want to go. So if I find myself in an environment where I'm working with people I watched growing up, I make sure that they know what I'm interested in. And lo and behold, it might not be in the same project that kind of breeds where I need to go. But, you know, 2 years later, they remember that conversation and everything just kind of attracts itself to me. So it's intentionality meeting destiny, I guess, you know. But I'm very, very, very intentional about everything that I do. Every room that I get into, if I'm with a broadcaster, I let them know that I am here intentionally and I would like to grow this relationship. Yes, I'm here to make sure that this project gets off the ground, but this is what I'm interested in, these are the stories I'm interested in, this is the environment I'm hoping you guys are also interested in, you know. And you never miss an opportunity to seed what you believe in and what you want to see for yourself.
But I mean, also with growth comes a lot of uncomfortability. You know, there comes a moment where situations become very uncomfortable. Sometimes you may even ask yourself, I mean, is this the right industry? Did I really think about this properly? What were those moments for you, if you've had any? And how did you ever just see that color again? I think especially as a creative, we cannot work properly if we don't see any color.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think for me, it's a matter of like vulnerability. You gotta like be comfortable with your vulnerability because that's where growth happens.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, a lot of people don't know that I studied behind the scenes. You know, I studied producing, and I was fortunate to get into the industry while I was in varsity.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to see what the industry looks like and from an academic perspective. And I think that's the gap that's happening in varsity. They are teaching us to color outside the lines.
Yeah.
But when you get to a broadcast, there's a mandate, there's an audience, there's an LSM. So you have to channel the stories. And, you know, so I had that opportunity to get a taste of, okay, cool, here I'm learning the academia, I'm learning how best to stretch myself as a creative, but in the real world, this is how you need to channel it, this is how you need to move it. And when I got on screen, obviously, you know, we are a nation that celebrates storytelling and a very drama-heavy country.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, you know, see me as an actress, and I still walk in rooms where I have to put my back into it so people understand that I've earned my stripes.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just an actress. This is how I move in storytelling. This is how I'm able to produce. This is, you know, this is my skill set. This is what I can bring to the table. And, you know, sometimes people will push back harder and you find yourself like doubting yourself. Okay, wait, hang on. Am I at the, you know, on the right path? So that is, I think that is a journey that any creative will consistently be on, where you're second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
You're kind of refining and redefining your language.
Yeah.
And finding what your voice is, because you're going to get into rooms where they're like, no, actually, you've completely missed the mark. And because you care so much, you will make sure that, you know, you put in the work so that your point is received very well. So I consistently, from project to project, whether I'm working with different broadcasters, different directors, different teams,
mm-hmm.
that also haven't thought of my work, or I'm maybe not even aware of my work, and they just remember me as being suffocated by.
Yeah.
You know, and now they see me and I'm championing them, and they've been in the industry longer than I have.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Yes, maybe I have put 16 years, but they've been doing it for 20, and now you have to take them into your confidence, and you have to make sure that they feel led and they feel like they, you know, their process is also, you know, it's in a safe space with somebody who can, you know, collaborate and work with them. So I think it's a growing path and journey that you're consistently on as a creative.
Absolutely. I agree. Nola, just before I let you go, we are celebrating 30 years of democracy in the country and we're wrapping up Women's Month. How do we make this creative industry better for the young black woman, for the young black woman that is in Limpopo right now, that is listening to us from Mpumalanga, from a village who says, I want to be a producer one day, but I don't know how to go about it. I don't know who to approach. I'm not really sure how it works. How do we make it better 30 years into South Africa's democracy?
I mean, we're fortunate now because our content creating space has moved so much that you can create a film on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is helping us launch ourselves and our stories and kind of position yourself so that your voice is heard. I always say the reason I am where I am is because somebody firstly opened the doors and trusted me and actually risked whatever, you know, platform that they were responsible for. So find those spaces and find those people that you can lean on, but also work with what you're given, you know. Make sure that you are writing your own stories, you're creating your own content with what you have available to you. You know, you can easily put a drama or put yourself on social media outside the selfies, outside the lifestyle that you're trying to push or whatever else that you are interested in on a very powerful platform just like social media. But use that as an opportunity to say, okay, I'm an actress. Maybe if somebody sees my work on the platform that I can afford, let me tag them. Let me make sure that they, you know, they might or might not see it. But this environment in which we're working has even changed the way we move after having gone to school, and you know, we have a little bit of experience and skill set in that way. But incoming are people who are creative that don't have the same platforms and privilege. So I always say use the opportunities that you're given to make sure that your work is out there. You know, if it has to start with digital content creating, be deliberate about the storytelling and be deliberate about your voice, you know, and also follow people that follow what they are doing. It's not, you know, following me on Instagram doesn't really help. Find out the projects I'm working on, you know, send those emails and make sure that you are tireless about that approach. Trust and believe, I receive lots of emails, lots of DMs, and it's how you are putting yourself on the table that I connect with, and I always create the space because that's exactly how I moved. Somebody trusted my voice. Somebody trusted the fact that I kept knocking. So, you know, they believed that this was my drive. They believed that this is what I was passionate about. So that's pretty much my approach. I always say use the platforms that you use, the support that you have around you as well, because somebody knows somebody who knows the people you're trying to get to,
absolutely.
You know, and use those platforms.
That's absolutely true. Nolo, what can we expect from you? I mean, I know there's a lot of entertainment that you're giving us right now on Umkhokha, on My Brother's Keeper, that's trending every single night. But what can we expect from you going forward?
I will be working on my own projects. I've been developing them. You know, I think that I have found my language as a creative and the kind of stories I'm interested in. And I didn't want to get to a place where, you know, I'm just grabbing an opportunity because it's available. So I've been kind of burning that candle a little slow. So this is what I'm doing in the background. But I'm also working on other shows. I mean, currently I'm working with Paramount, which is a nice broadcaster as well that can open the Pan-African and continental space, just to understand, you know, the kind of storytelling and content that people have an appetite for, because I feel like I'm ready to broaden my horizon. So I'm working on a show that's going to come out on BET in the next month or so. So that's been quite exciting. I'm also working on a possible biopic that will also come out straight after that. So, you know, and a bit of just seeding and making sure that I am growing my own voice and developing my own work and taking my time so that I'm confident to stand by it as soon as I'm ready to produce it under my own company.
We can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for being an inspiration. Thank you for the entertainment, you know, and just fighting for yourself, because fighting for yourself means another young girl is seeing it and thinking it's absolutely possible. Thank you very much for wrapping up Women's Month with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really, really appreciate it.